go-between between him and his brother.
Careful now.
His brother lived down in Lake, down there in Binghamton area, and so I would hear from Chuck, and then I would come and talk to him, and I'd take it back and talk to Chuck. But the very biggest privilege I had was to marry his dad. His mom had passed away, and they met at the school down there at the senior group we had, and I had the privilege of marrying his daddy and the lady. So it was great. Praise the Lord. That's a long time ago, though.
It was quite a
while. Right, right. Appreciate that very much.
And they're listening tonight, too.
So. Pardon?
And they're listening tonight, too. So.
Right. All right, you know. Yeah. Oh, always got to start out with a funny story. I've never heard that one before. A minister of a rural church took a look at the offering in the collection plate, then said to his congregation, "Sometimes I get the feeling that you folks are under the impression that this church is coin operated." Praise the Lord for that. All right. Okay. Got to ask you a couple of questions before we get started. First of all, how many of you ever put your foot in your mouth? All right. Good. Okay. All right. How many of you ever had a nice conversation going with somebody? You were telling all about everything you know, and somebody interrupted you. Did you ever have that happen? Yeah, okay. Well, tonight, I want you to take your Bible, if you would, please, first of all, and go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You all heard this one before. All right. This is all Scripture. It's given by inspiration of God. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now I want to ask you another question. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Now that means not only big words, but little words. I've been preaching now for several weeks and Sunday night on the word yet. Y-E-T. Yet. Okay. We have one lady over here. She can, besides my wife, she can tell you that that's what we've been doing. All right. So if you take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 17 now. We have the account there where it says that Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went up the mountain of Transfiguration. And verse 4, it says, Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Okay. And then Peter puts his foot in his mouth. He says, "Let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias." Verse 5, "While he yet spake, behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.'" The Lord, the Heavenly Father, interrupted Peter. Because Peter was just about to really put himself in a mess when he was equating the Lord Jesus and Moses and Elias together. Okay. And so I've been thinking about that for quite a while, and that's what triggered me to go on with that word yet. While he yet spake, it says there, voice from heaven. Voice from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Then he says, hear ye him. All right. Tonight, we'll talk about hearing. Now, I've been through a little time lately. I started losing my hearing more, I thought. And I went over and got my ears cleaned. And I heard less. So put my hearing aid in. So I had to go get my hearing aid fixed. And now I can hear. Okay. So I told the people Sunday yesterday, I can hear a dollar bill drop in the collection plate in the last row now. But anyway, but let me, we're going to thought tonight a little bit about, do we hear, how do we hear? Okay. As the Father interrupted Peter and he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. How often do we get going so much with our mouth, saying so much, that we don't hear what God has to say?
Amen.
Find in Psalm 46, verse 10, it says, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes we just get going at the mouth and showing up how much we know, and we don't hear what God has to say to us. We're preachers, but we're above that. You know, it's a congregation that needs that kind of message, not us. We know it all, don't we? So, but anyway, you know, well, you know, how do people hear? This is what I kind of thought about. In Mark chapter 4, verse 3, or 33, excuse me, it says there, and with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it.
Amen.
Think about that. As they were able to hear it. I don't know about you, but if I step on your toes, that's fine. But one thing I hate to hear a preacher ever say, if you don't get anything else, get this. Okay. Now, every person sitting in this room right now, we are all, whether a preacher, not a preacher, whatever, we are all in a different stage spiritually.
Right.
And every one of us here tonight has different needs. Okay. And so right now we may be going through some trials and tribulations, and you know what the preacher is trying to get across may not be what they need. But when we use God's word, God can use something else out of another verse to speak to that person's heart. So that's why you and I, you know, one thing is, don't preach to somebody. Preach the word to everybody. Okay, and let the Lord speak to our hearts. We have people that are going through some physical situations. We got people who are going through some financial situations.
Yeah.
And you got people that are spiritually in need. You know, and you know, sometimes God also has to humble us.
Amen.
I was some years ago, I'm on a board of a mission, an Indian mission, and we were in New Mexico, and I was preaching. I had a fellow sit right there in the front row, and I really, you know, and gave the invitation. He came right up, and I said, wow, that's great. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that. So then they got talking with the preacher entrance. He said, you know something, Dick? I said, no, what? He said, that Indian couldn't understand a word you said. He said, his sister's been talking to him about the Lord. And he said, and he knew he had to come to church to get saved. Well, praise God.
Amen.
I'm glad for the sisters. I'm glad for the folks out there that has a concern for their own family that are willing to share the word with them and tell them how to get saved. Praise God. We had a little boy. We got a young, teenager saved yesterday. Praise the Lord for it, you know. I took him back to the room. I said, what do you want? He said, I want to get saved. Just like that. He knew what he wanted. But we don't know how people are going through some trials. I don't know what's going on in your life right now. I don't know. Anybody here won the lottery? Brother Young, why don't you, if you want to. No, I'm only kidding. But here's the thing, you know, but Jesus here, he says, but when he says parable, spake ye the word unto them as they were able to hear it. Able to hear it. Okay? There's some things that's going to just get into their ears. Okay, God wants you. You see? And I like that. All right. Mark chapter 12, verse 29. Mark 12:29, it says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Now, that's taken also from Deuteronomy chapter 6. God says that there. But you know, tonight, Baptist, hear, O Baptist, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Amen.
One Lord. And that's who we serve. We serve him. Okay? We don't serve the people. We serve the Lord. Okay? But the Lord is using us to minister to the people. All right? And I know there are different preachers, you know, along the way and over the years. And I started back in Pennsylvania, Brother Rice, in case you wonder. Right, came back to New York.
Right.
Okay.
Got right.
January 1st, I'll start my 50th year in ministry.
Right.
But you know, I've seen a lot of people have other gods than God.
Yeah.
And they call themselves Baptists, they call themselves preachers. They even call themselves Christians. Okay. And that's why we need to just realize that we have one God. We're here to serve him, glorify him, and lift him. You folks know we're building a building over yonder at our church there, and I keep getting asked, when is your target date to get done? And my classic answer, when it's finished. God provided the money. God has provided the builder. So he's going to provide everything that's needed. When it's done, it's done. Okay? I'm glad that I'm not trying to serve that building, but I'm trying to serve the Lord. Okay? And God takes us in different directions and do different things, but I just thank the Lord that we have one Lord. One God and one Lord. And that's who we have to answer to.
That's right.
See? You know, Scripture tells us that it's appointed a man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. Right. One day, we're all going to have to stand and look Jesus in the eye. We're going to give an account of our ministry. Give an account of what we've done for him since we've been saved. What a day that's going to be.
Right.
I think it's going to be a humbling day if we have allowed other gods to come in. Okay? That's good. I like that preaching. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of the God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Listen, you know, when was the last time, folks, we had people just rushing to our door to come in and hear the word of God? Right? I'm glad when people want to come and hear the word. Okay. And I'm glad that we don't have to entertain them to get them there. But it's good just to hear the word of God. Okay? And Amos chapter 11 tells us that there's going to be a famine.
Right.
Famine of the word.
Yeah.
Hearing of the word. It's going to be a famine.
Right.
I think we're seeing a good portion of that right now.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We had talking to a man the other day. He said, I got a list. He said, you know, there are 17 different versions of the Bible. There's probably more than that.
Yeah.
But some people just don't want to hear this book.
Right.
Okay. They'd like to hear about Mary had a little lamb, but they don't want to hear about the Lord's lamb.
Yeah. Right.
The Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. They don't want to hear about him. So you and I have a task before us, and that is to not fall into that group of people that want to entertain, but we need to continue to preach the Word of God. Okay? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the brass band. Is that not right, Jerry?
No.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so, therefore, we need to keep preaching the Word of God. Keep going. Okay. Now, Luke chapter 6, I'll quote this one for you. Okay. Or I'll read it for you. But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. But I say unto you, which hear. Okay. Now, how is your hearing tonight? How is your spiritual hearing tonight? Do you want to hear the Word of God or don't want to hear the Word of God? And so it says, but I say unto you, Jesus said, which hear. Did you ever see somebody turn off the preaching in your congregation? You know. First pastor we had a deacon sit right down here. Okay. When he didn't want to hear the Word of God, he began to clip his fingernails. And one day he had his grandson, I can't remember what, sitting there with him. And when the preaching got, he pinched her to make her cry. To take her his attention off the Word of God. That's a deacon. That was a deacon that don't deek. You know, but here's what we have. We got people that don't want to hear. You know, it's great to have people that want to hear it. Okay. And that's what he says here. But I say unto you, which hear. Love your enemies. Do good to them which hate you. Aren't you glad, preachers, all you preachers out there, aren't you glad that everybody in your congregation just loves you every Sunday? Okay. I heard something there, but I wasn't sure. But
so they might not like you.
Right. I don't want to take a vote of confidence every Sunday. Let me tell you, sometimes I'd be out. I know, real quick. But anyway, get those are here. Okay. Luke chapter 8, verse 18 says, take heed therefore how ye hear. How ye hear. Okay. I told our folks over the years, when you come to church, don't bring a pitchfork. Because I've had people sit in the congregation and get a point and they'll pitch it over and say, that belongs to him, that belongs to her, but never me. It's always pitching to somebody else. Okay. And the Lord said, now take heed, therefore, how you hear. When God speaks, he's speaking to every person.
Amen.
Okay. And we need to hear what he has to say. He's got something good to tell us.
Amen.
Amen. You know. Now, sometimes he gets pretty close to home.
Amen.
And starts touching on some things that we don't want to hear about. Okay. Preacher, I remember one time we were in Rome, a preacher's meeting in Rome, and that's a long time ago, so some of you guys weren't around then. But the one preacher that Brother Hall up there in Rome had, he got up and he preached on every sin. I mean, but he kept preaching and preaching and preaching. He preached for an hour and a half. And Brother Hall was so kind and considerate. When he got it done, he went up and put his arm around him and said, "Brother," he said, "you know," he said, "you missed one sin." He said, "What was that?" He said, "Stealing the other preacher's time." Oh my, yes, you know. But anyway, one of the things he used to say was, or the preacher said, you preachers don't preach on this, and so he preached on that sin. Talk about it, you know. But there was a little old lady sitting one time when the preacher did that, sitting in the front row. And every time he had a sin, she'd say, "Amen, amen, preach it, preach it." He hit snuff and she said, "Now wait a minute, now you're starting to meddle." You got some people in our congregation that don't like you to meddle in their life. They don't want God to meddle with them.
Right.
And the Word of God meddles.
Yeah.
He does. A young lady talked to me on the phone one time and she said to me, she said, "You know, I don't like that Apostle Paul. He's a nitpicker." A Christian, that's what he is. He picks at us. Okay, so he tells us now, "Take heed, therefore, how you hear." Okay? Everything God says is good for you.
Amen.
And for me.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Okay. And I, you know, and the thing of it is, we don't have to be flamboyant about our preaching. We just need to preach the book.
Right. Right.
Let God do the work.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit prick the hearts and lives. You know. And so we need to see, how do we hear? How are we listening to what God has to say? Are we going to get something out of it? Or are we looking just to feel good or what? You know. And the Lord says, you know, you don't always come to church to feel good.
Right.
Sometimes you're going to go out not feeling too good.
Right.
And I had a fellow walk out one day and said to me, he said, "Preacher, we're not going to come back anymore." I said, "Why not?" And he said, "Well, because every time I go to church, I don't feel good." I said, "Well, if you know, if you get your heart right, that would work."
Yes.
Right. 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 Right.
And that was the problem with them, that they didn't want to hear. They just wanted to know, "Hey, you know, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm going to heaven when I die. How about you?"
Right.
I'm glad of that. Don't mess with me otherwise. I like the way I'm living. But God's word messes with us.
That's right.
He messes with your mind.
Yeah.
He messes with your life. Praise God, he does that. See, you know. So how do we, what do we hear? How do we hear? Oh, okay. All right. Luke chapter 11, verse 28 says this. But he said, "Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it."
Amen.
Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
Wow.
All right. You know, God has a, in his word, he has a word. Jesus used the word to talk about people that didn't keep it. He called them hypocrites. Now, you don't have any hypocrites in your church. Possibly the guy standing behind the pulpit might be a hypocrite. I don't know. Now, don't get meddling preaching, right? But here's the way it is. You know, Jesus hits a chord when he says things like this. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. All right? And keep it. We've had a lot of pastors over my years. Started out with the Lord. And now they've dropped off. They just dropped off. I remember the first pastor I was under, I was under with my wife and I, and he was a great preacher. I enjoyed him very, very much. So I went into ministry, and all of a sudden he just quit. He left. And the next time we found out, he was running a Arthur Murray dancing studio. He just didn't keep it. He knew what the scripture said. He heard the word of God. He preached the word of God. But he didn't keep it. Drifted off. Drifted off. Sad. Very sad. Had missionaries over the years that couldn't keep the word of God. And no longer on the field. That's a sad thing. It's a sad thing, you know. Now, I don't know about you, but I've learned over the years also that people in the congregation have a double set of rules or standards, one for them and one for the preacher.
Yeah.
See, it's all right for me. I can go out and booze and drink, and go, but you can't, preacher. You see? You see, a fellow preaching down in New Jersey, preaching really solid, and he just, all of a sudden, he just fell right over. And one of the persons said he had a heart attack. And the other guy looked at him and said, no, he's drunk. He's drunk. And he was. He was. Look. You know, fellas, we're not above something like this happening in our lives. And this is what the Lord said. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Every day, wherever you go, keep it. All right. Praise the Lord. John chapter 8, verse 43. John chapter 8, verse 43, it says, why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Now in the text here, he's talking about the unsaved. He's talking about the religious people. Now those that are professors but not possessors. Those are the ones that are going to say, Lord, we've done so much in your name. And he's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Yeah, they can't understand the speech. But in John 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Right.
My sheep hear my voice. Praise God. Amen. You know, Brother Rice, you like singing, and I kind of got an idea you liked it tonight.
Right.
I was singing here, you know, and it was really pretty loud in here.
Yeah.
Well, that was good, you know. Now I forgot what I was going to tell you. But anyway. Oh, I know what I was going to say. You know, I've learned over the years that some of the people sitting in your congregation learn their theology out of the hymn book. And some of the hymn books are not correct.
Yeah,
okay. But some of them, they do. They learn that. or they also learn their theology off the TV. Okay. I have a guy trying to tell me how Moses was because he saw Charlton Heston on TV. Give me a break, you know. Hey, got to get back to the book.
Right.
You know, get to the book. And praise the Lord for that. Okay, but Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They follow me. You know, I also like the scriptures where it tells about when Jesus was walking along and he saw Peter, remember, and he said, follow me. And he left his nets and followed him. Mm-hmm. By Matthew, follow me. He left his job and followed the Lord. The Lord didn't give him any salary. He didn't say, follow me and I'll make you a millionaire. He just said, just follow me. So therefore, you and I are sheep of his, and therefore you and I need to hear his voice, and we need to follow him every step of the way. Well, how would you have liked to have walked with those two on the road to Emmaus? Wouldn't you like to have been long, long night? As they were walking along, it says in Luke chapter 24, verse 13, and beginning of Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scripture, the things concerning himself. What a Bible study that was. Okay, they were walking along. I don't know about you, but that must have been a long journey. When Jesus started from Moses, I think that's Genesis, and all the way up there. And he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. After all these years of preaching, I found out you can't exhaust this book. You can't exhaust it. There's so much in there. Yet. One of the things he tells us is that yet, at the last day. Three times in the scripture, we saw this Sunday night, three times he tells the saints of God, yet, at the last day. None of us know when our last day is.
Right.
Okay. Now, I don't know if you're a politician, you're in politics or whatever, but you might be praying that some of those might be their last days. I don't know, but but the thing of it is, we don't know when our last day is. We had a lady that came to our church on Sunday nights and played the piano for us. She was really good. And her name is Dorothy Savage. And Dorothy Savage lays now in Thompson Hospital dying. A matter of just a few months, a couple months or so. And she lost her voice. They took her voice box out, all kind of cancer and all that. Now it's going to her lungs. And they're just giving her the comfort care right now. We just never know. Never know. So yesterday, there was a lady that was standing in line to get her groceries. Pay for groceries. And she got her credit card out and gave it to the clerk, and the clerk swiped it and was denied. And she said she left her debit card at home and didn't have the cash. She didn't know what she was going to do, and a young lad said to her, that's all right, I'll pay for it. She said, but it's about $200. She said, it's all right, I'll pay for it. You can pay me back sometime. So that night, she got thinking about that, and she called the house where he was, and the mother answered and said, well, Matthew, he was killed this afternoon in an automobile accident. But you know, he had a streak of kindness in him. But he was young. Snuffed right out. The Christian fellows, let me just remind you of this. We're all going to have to stand before the Lord and give an account.
That's right.
So, what are you hearing? And how do you hear?
Right.
And what are you doing with what you hear? Do you ever preach to yourself? Every Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Every Sunday, every service, when you're preaching to them, you're preaching also to yourself. And we're going to be held accountable. Father, thank you for your word tonight. I pray we can encourage ourselves with it. Pray that you would just speak to all of us here. May you be glorified, uplifted, and honored, I pray. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. That's good. I like that. Let's go ahead and do this. Let's have Good Samaritan Baptist Church stand up. If you're here from Good Samaritan Baptist Church, go ahead and stand where you are. And let me go ahead and give my appreciation again for Good Samaritan Baptist Church, and I appreciate that. This is half of our folks again, so we appreciate again you all being here tonight. You may be seated. And then if you're here and you're a pastor, or in full-time service with the Lord, go ahead and stand, and we'll go ahead and do a quick introductions of our pastors here. And we appreciate so much again for each of you coming out. And let's go ahead and start right over here with Pastor Brasser.
Dick Brasser, Pastor. Palmyra Bible Baptist Church. Palmyra, New York.
Praise the Lord. Brother DePue.
John DePue, pastor of the North Baptist Gospel Church up in North.
Amen, amen. And we've lost Brother DePue for a long time here, and I dug out an old list and sent him an invitation, and appreciate you being here, brother.
Pedro Morales, pastor of the First Baptist Church, Parrishville, New York.
All right.
Near Potsdam.
All right, and he—that's up. He gets a distance, I think, tonight for traveling down. Appreciate him being here, Brother Young.
Tim Young, Heritage Baptist Church, Palmyra.
Dave Dunbar, Freedom Baptist Church in Auburn.
Jared Dunbar, Freedom Baptist Church.
Amen.
James Hall, Grace Bible Baptist in Bath.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Tracy Moore from Freedom Village.
Amen. All right.
Rich Overton from Temple Baptist Church.
Terry Fenton, Seneca Bible Baptist, my wife, Captain. Seneca Falls.
Praise the Lord.
John Bailey, Evangelist, Kingsway Baptist Church of Ithaca.
Bill Calabretta, pastor of Kingsway Baptist Church of Ithaca. My wife, Jeannie, and my man, Tony Fly.
All right. Praise the Lord. It's good to have a good group of pastors here. Well, you had a host of pastor fellowship. You never know how many you're going to get again. The only thing I know is how many chairs we got. So I appreciate that we did meet that requirement. Anyway, yeah, brother. Yes, indeed. All right. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. And I good to appreciate pastors bringing their wives to the fellowship here. We just want to get together and enjoy kinship one with another. And let's go ahead and grab a songbook, praise the Lord, and we'll go ahead.